Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again.
He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades.
Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. It's our first show for the month of November. Hope everybody had a fun and safe Halloween last week. The weather has taken a decidedly cold turn. I am having to bundle up a little bit more when I go for my morning walks with Layla, our hound mix. And on the other hand, it's also been extremely pleasant and sunny most of those days, which is very nice. Most of the leaves are down. Most of the garden equipment has gone away, I think, for most of us. Anyway, we've got some music for you today, and it's also the start of the CFRC annual funding drive. So you will be hearing from me later in the program on this very important matter, and regularly for the next couple of months. We have a goal of $25,000, and here's some things to know. For every $5 donated directly to the station via CFRC's website, you will get one raffle ticket. So if you give $25, you get five tickets. And we've got lots of interesting stuff, gifts from several local businesses to put into the raffle mix. I'll say a little bit more a little bit later in the show, but let's get to some music. And just exactly a week ago, the jazz world said goodbye to Manuel Guajiro Mirabal, who was a very well-known Cuban trumpeter. Now, if you look for him, he didn't have a lot by way of solo work, but he was best known for his work with the famed Cuban band, the Buena Vista Social Club. So he died, again, just a week ago at the age of 91. And let's hear him, along with the Buena Vista Social Club, from the title, it's from the self-titled album. Here is El Cuarto de Tula.
Se ha formado la corredera. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Allí fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Se ha formado la corredera. Allá fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Allí fueron los bomberos con sus campanas, sus sirenas. Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó? Ay, mamá, ¿qué pasó?
El cuarto de Tula, le cogió candela, se quedó dormida y no apagó la vela.
Manuel Guajiro Mirabal and the Buena Vista Social Club with El Cuarto de Tula. And we have a couple of birthdays to celebrate now, and we'll begin with another trumpeter, and that is Jeremy Pelt, who turns 48 years old today. Jeremy got his start with the Mingus Big Band, but he's played with lots of other artists, and some of these include the late great blues artist Bobby Blue Bland. He's played with Ravi Coltrane, and he's often played with other big bands such as the Roy Hargrove Big Band as well. But he has a number of albums out on his own as a leader. I'm going to go to a 2011 album from Jeremy Pelt. The album is called The Talented Mr. Pelt, very clearly a play on the movie and book The Talented Mr. Ripley. Here's Jeremy Pelt and Pulse.
Thank you.
Jeremy Pelt and Pulse. Happy birthday, Jeremy, and our second birthday celebration today is for the slightly older New York-based but West Coast-born singer Gregory Porter. Now, Gregory Porter was born in 1971, so it's the big 5-3 for him today. And he contributed to an album called Here It Is, Tribute to Leonard Cohen, back a few years ago, and did his own version of one of Leonard Cohen's most famous early compositions, and that is Suzanne. So we're going to give that a listen right now.
Suzanne takes you down to a place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, and she gets you on her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors, then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, and she leads you to the river. She's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
That was Gregory Porter's version of Suzanne by none other than Leonard Cohen. And happy birthday, Gregory. We will wrap up the first half of today's program with the group Lost Fingers. Now, if you are a regular listener to this show, you will know that Lost Fingers is a Quebec-based gypsy jazz group, and they do jazz, Django Reinhardt-flavored takes on a lot of classic pop songs. And in this instance, we will play the Lost Fingers version of the Glass Tiger. Remember them? The Glass Tiger track, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone, and that's from the Lost Fingers album, Gypsy Chameleon. And of course, Lost Fingers are the artists behind our closing theme song, which we'll get to at the very end of the show. So, the Lost Fingers, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone, and I'll be right back after the break with more Dark Glasses on CFRC.
You take my breath away. Oh, love thinks it's here to stay. Oh, there's still so much for me to do, and I can't stop loving you. Oh, can this be true? If you could see what I've seen, oh, broken hearts and broken dreams, oh, then I wake up and you're not there. Pain finds me everywhere. Oh, but you don't care. Forget me when I'm gone. My heart will break. I have loved you for so long. It's all I can take. Take my breath away. Oh, love thinks it's here to stay. Oh, there's still so much for me to do, and I can't stop loving you. Oh, can this be true? Forget me when I'm gone. My heart will break. I have loved you for so long. That's all I can take. Don't forget me when I'm gone. My heart will break. I have loved you for so long. There's nothing wrong.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Found a wild animal in distress and haven't known what to do? Cindy Pines Wildlife Center has launched an online course to equip you with the skills needed to identify a wild animal in distress and to safely transport the animal to the center for treatment. The course, called Wildlife Aware Workplace Training, focuses on workplace encounters with wildlife, but is open to any member in the public who wants to support wildlife in our community. Register today and help wild animals receive the time-sensitive medical care they need for successful rehabilitation and release. Visit our Facebook page at Sandy Pines Wildlife Center for more details.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we are in pledge season, and we really would like to ask you who enjoy listening to programs on CFRC to consider a donation to the station, either directly to our website, CFRC.ca, or if you prefer a tax receipt as opposed to the lovely swag that we have in our giveaways and our raffle, then go to the Queen's University website instead, and you can give that way to the station, just designated to CFRC, and that way you will get a tax receipt. Please note, however, if you give to the university for CFRC, that is not eligible for a raffle. So if you want the raffle prize or other additional prizes, then please give directly to the trains, to the radio station, not the train station. Oh, I've got trains on my brain lately, possibly because I've been spending a lot of time on the Cataraqui Trail, which is, of course, a rail trail. Anyway, the pledge season is going on for a couple of months, so you'll be hearing more about it from me and my other broadcasting colleagues. Let's get back to some music now, and we're going to have some brand new music now from a couple of Canadian acts that have just released brand new albums in the last 4 or 5 days. November the 1st, a group called the Karn Davidson 9 released their latest album. It's entitled Reverence. And we're going to take from that a track called Joy, subtitled For Kenny. The Karn Davidson 9.
Thank you.
That was the Carn Davidson 9, and it consists of the two co-leads, William Carn, who is the trombonist, and Tara Davidson, who is a sax player, and there are seven colleagues. It's mainly a horn ensemble, but backed by some drums and bass, and they've got about four albums out. This is the brand new one, just released this past Friday, entitled Reverence, and from it we heard Joy. Now, let's go to another group that just released an album just this past Friday, and that is the group called No Codes. And it features on this guest artists Benjamin Deschamps and Frank Lozano, among others. So here's No Codes from their brand new album entitled Usual Suspects and Dog Days. That was the Saskatchewan-based ensemble No Codes with Dog Days, again a brand new album entitled Usual Suspects, just released this past Friday. Let's go to one more birthday, and in this case it's of a artist no longer living, and that is the pianist Ralph Sutton. And Ralph Sutton was born in 1922, so he would have been 102 today. He died in 2001 at the age of 79. He was born in Hamburg, Missouri, and died in Evergreen, Colorado. And he started as a session musician with the classic jazz Jack Teagarden band before joining the army in World War II. And we're going to team him here with Ruby Braff. Now, if you haven't heard of Ruby Braff, the first thing you need to know is that Ruby is a guy, or was, not a girl, and he was born in 1927. The Ruby is short for Reuben, died in 2003, and also had some work with Jack Teagarden, and he was a trumpeter. So, he resided in Massachusetts and died again in 2003. And we are going to hear a collaboration between him and Ralph Sutton from an album called The Ralph Sutton Quartet, Volume 2. Here's Ralph and Ruby's version of the jazz standard, Ain't Misbehavin'. Ralph Sutton and Ruby Braff, backed by the Ralph Sutton Quartet and the stride piano classic Ain't Misbehavin'. We will close out with some vibes, and the late Del Deco left us in 2013 at the age of 59. Now, Del was a latecomer to the vibraphones. Most of his career was spent as an alto and especially baritone saxophonist, but an accident caused him to no longer be able to perform on the reeds, so he quickly got acclimatized to an entirely new instrument, and that was the vibraphone, and had a fairly short career on the vibes before he died. But I really liked the album he produced just two or three years before he died. It was entitled My New Hat, and here he does the standard best known from the Ben Webster saxophone version, if you ever listened to the old Ross Porter After Hours jazz show on CBC back in the 90s and early 00s. Chelsea Bridge, as played by Ben Webster, was the closing theme song, and it's a lovely tune, and here it is done in vibes by the late Canadian vibraphonist and formerly baritone saxophone player Del Deco. Del Deco and Chelsea Bridge, that'll have to do it for today's program. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. If you enjoyed the show, I hope you'll consider giving to the station either directly at CFRC.ca's website or via Queen's University for a tax receipt. I'm going to be taking a break next week because it will be Remembrance Day, and not only Remembrance Day, but the installation of Queen's University's brand new chancellor, Sheila Rogers, and listeners of CFRC will know that that's particularly momentous for us here at the station, because Sheila indeed was a CFRC broadcaster back in the day in the 70s. She and I overlapped for a couple of years at Queen's as undergraduates, and she, of course, has gone on to great fame as a CBC radio host. So congratulations to her as she gets installed next week as chancellor, and the station will be broadcasting that live. So that is why no show from me, but I will be back, fear not, in 2 weeks with more Dark Glasses on CFRC. My name's Daniel Wolf, and for the next week or 2 weeks, make sure you keep warm and stay safe.
Don't you blame on the guy in chains, oh no.
The guy in chains, the guy in chains, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in chains, oh no.
We can't believe it.
You got it made with the guy in chains, oh no.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at CFRC.ca.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Canada Land, funded by you.
I'm Jesse Brown, and today we're bringing you a story that was kept